970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003, and ask for the Rev.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. According to U.S. news reports here in this country, the media, Russia is losing the war in Ukraine. The fact is, Russia is mopping up, and Russia is just at the beginning of a new spring campaign. This isn't looking good for Ukraine. As a country, and for the NATO nations, European nations, and America that have gone to war with Russia, this isn't a cold war. This is war. The American people, because of our media, they don't know why Russia even had to move and make a move in Ukraine, because NATO or America wanted to bring Ukraine into NATO for the sole purpose of putting nuclear weapons along Ukraine's eastern border. If your neighbor came in next door and decided to, bring in nuclear weapons, what would you do? You'd do everything possible to stop that from happening. That is why Russia is in Ukraine. That wasn't the only reason. It was the perfect timing for Russia to begin advancing a multipolar world network of nations. The BRICS nations, plus 10, plus 15 other nations. It was perfect time for Russia to back out of... Russia didn't have to back out of the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab made that decision for Russia. When Russia invaded Ukraine, or didn't... I have to be careful. Russia didn't invade Ukraine. Russia had to respond to a threat. So because of that response, Klaus Schwab kicked or eliminated Russia from the World Economic Forum, from the process, from the economic plans of the World Economic Forum. Russia would not be invited to trade with the nations that will be part of the World Economic, the digital network. Russia didn't want that to be participate in that anyhow. Russia knew, and his, or I would say Putin, Putin represents his nation. Putin realized the plan of the World Economic Forum. He understands the purpose for the United Nations, World Health Organization, the World Bank, International Monetary Fund. He understands all of the systems that have controlled the world And the nation that has been using these systems, the United States, Putin is aware of all of this. Now, going even deeper to the core of what Putin understands, the two secret societies, incrementally, you are beginning to hear a little more of these societies that I present to you. The Pilgrim Society in New York and in London. This is where all of the directions for these groups within this unipolar world system, it is all of the decisions are made with these two secret societies, one in America, one in Europe. These two societies working together try to destroy Russia through the Bolshevik Revolution, responsible for the deaths of the Romanovs, responsible for World War I, World War II, the Korean War, responsible for sitting Chairman Mao as the communist president of China in the 40s, responsible for what happened in Pearl Harbor. They have been involved with the election of presidents going back starting around 1905, 1906 in this country, placing men in Europe in parliament, also the working hand in hand with the Queen while she was still alive. This is who these societies are. This is what they do. History now has proved who runs things. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hey, Sharp Community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Both programs, other hosts throughout the week, are podcast on 1360 KHNC. Those who, especially the individuals that make sure the goods get to market, the truckers, we are streamed live. This program, the everything, 24 hours a day, streamed live on 1360KHNC.com. Doesn't matter where you are in the nation, wherever you can, and world, you can stream 1360KHNC.com. I got a call from the president of Mexico. He listens fervently every day to this station. Well, okay, he doesn't. I thought I'd catch your attention and make sure you're awake. Okay, now going back to where I finished. There is a monster. And there are monsters, true monsters, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. The kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, the men who are at the heads of the armies of the world. These are the monsters. The wicked, the Luciferians, those in secret societies who maybe they don't necessarily call themselves Luciferians, they may call themselves straight out devil worshipers. Or Lucifer has, the devil, Satan, has many different titles. The monsters of the world, the people who cause misery, suffering, hardship, pain, death. And these secret societies, they have to have a central, a way in which to control all of the societies. I know that you may not understand what I'm saying. Well, you have to read the book of Revelation. You can read and see what the book says. Prior to Christ's return, there will be a Luciferian system centered in the United States, and I believe personally the individual who will be the head of that system is in Revelation chapter 13, called the Beast, the Antichrist. That individual will head up the Luciferian network internationally. He will unify all of the occult world. But even though he may attempt to, he won't be completely successful. He won't be successful in bringing into his fold the Asian occult network or the Islamic occult network. Let's don't be deceived. There is a witchcraft with the Jewish people, witchcraft with those in Islam, witchcraft within Christian churches. It's just the nature of what witchcraft is. But there must be a way in which everything can be coordinated in that world. And the main network are two societies, Pilgrim Society, New York, and in London. These societies have hijacked all of the media, well, most of the mainstream media. It hasn't hijacked the independent media. Transportation, it directs militaries, it has control over the banking systems internationally, the Federal Reserve in this country to be as one one part of, one segment of the international monetary networks. It does not truly, or it doesn't control the Asian markets, except at a distance, or the Russian economic system. It is very powerful, but it does not and cannot and will not be successful in controlling everything. And some people, even Christians, believe that once Antichrist comes to power, he will control the whole world, all the nations of the world. No. You see, the occult world is at war with itself. And at the War of Armageddon, all of the occult societies will have their armies there. And we know that they're going to fight Christ with bullets, bombs, whatever. They're going to try to destroy the children of Israel. But one thing that even the Christian community, they are not aware of or understand, is that this will be an occult war also. It won't just be a battlefield with objects hurled back and forth or space technology, but they will use the HARP weather system, the HARP network. They will use laser. They will use all the physical, anything that is created through any kind of technology. It will be a spiritual battle, a battle between the spiritual forces of the occult, who believe that they can use occult methods, occult powers, to destroy Christ. So it will be a great show of occult powers in Armageddon also. And there they will wage war with Jesus Christ and his armies that come with him from heaven. And they will use all the weapons that have been created through technology. They think that God is a frequency. This is where people are misled. You see, God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, is not frequencies. He created frequencies in the universe for us, so that we, through frequencies, there would be these frequencies would be used for many different things. Plant life, vegetation, humans, communication. But before the universe was created, there were no frequencies. People don't realize that God doesn't need frequencies. He doesn't use frequencies to do anything prior to creation. He is life. Life. Eternal life. Can't be created. Can't be destroyed. He uses light as a frequency so that we have to have light to exist. The plants have to have a sun, light, to exist. But people think that God is a frequency. No, he uses frequencies to communicate with us. But before the universe was created, God was life. That's the way the Bible describes God, life. Intelligent, eternal life. And in his eternal past, there were, in his kingdom, in his sphere, there were laws. And those laws were brought into time. And there are laws with time. It can't be stopped. Some people think it can be stretched out. Well, in a natural sense, that may be possible. But in God's time, you can't stretch it, you can't shorten it, because it's eternal. So that's just a little bit of spiritual background here. So the War of Armageddon won't be with just things hurled back and forth at each other with laser light, with frequencies. You can't destroy Christ with frequencies. He lives in another dimension, in a dimension of life. Something eternal you cannot destroy. Now, you could destroy him when he left his eternal sphere and his perfect sphere to be born as a child, to live, carry out a purpose. He was appointed for a special purpose, and he accomplished that purpose. Part of it, the end of that purpose, was his death, but death wasn't final. It was just the beginning, because he raised from the dead, and he ascended, and now he is the heir apparent of the universe. He is the heir of all things, but now he will come and exercise that rulership at his return. Okay, now these two systems of control, they, Pilgrim Society in Europe, in the United States, they work together, they are hidden, they want to stay hidden, they don't want anybody or anyone or to understand who they are, what they are, what they have done, what they plan to do. Without these two secret societies, there would be no Klaus Schwab, because he was put in place by these powers in these two occult groups. He was picked. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, was picked. These men, Fauci knows of these people. Schwab knows of these people. Hitler knew about these people. Churchill knew. John F. Kennedy's father, Joe Kennedy, knew. John Kennedy knew. Robert, Edward. They all know of these secret societies. Donald Trump knows very well who he's been at war with. Yes, he's been at war with the continuity of government in this nation, but it is really the ones calling the shot are the ones in the secret societies, in Pilgrim Society, especially in New York City. Donald Trump, without God and without a plan of God, actually putting him in position, Trump would never have become president. But there was a prophecy, a prophetic plan. This is why Trump even made it into the White House. He's in the Bible. I've talked about it many times. You've got to go back to the previous podcasts, which is difficult to do because I know you are short of time, short of minutes, hours, days, months, years, like I am. But briefly, for the Christian community, the Seven King riddle in Revelation chapter 17, a riddle of 17 of seven kings, Donald Trump is king number seven. You study it, and the Lord will give you insight. Those seven kings in Revelation chapter 17 are the final seven presidents of the United States of America, simply. And one of those seven will have a second time in power, and that time is coming shortly. Okay, we're done for this segment. Hold on, 1360KHNC.com for podcast, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez. This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi, Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 AM with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
So I don't want to disturb your thinking, and I don't want to disturb your weekend, because this is the last program for this week. But this way you know the truth. This way you know where I'm coming from. I've mentioned this, that Bible prophecy is accurate forecasting. It is always accurately forecasted what would come. The forecasting about Messiah coming to the Jewish people, every single prophecy about Jesus Christ, Messiah, has come to pass. The prophecies about the end of the world are coming to pass. The problem is not with the forecasting of the prophecies in the Bible through the Old Testament prophets, New Testament apostles, and Christ himself. This is called accurate forecasting. The prophecies in the Bible are accurate forecasting. The problem has always been with inaccurate interpretation. So I put myself out there. We'll see if my interpretation is correct. If it isn't correct, well, then we're going to see. Not that I would be a false prophet, because I am just saying what I interpret in the scriptures. For example, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of seven kings, the final seven presidents in America, and Donald Trump being the seventh king. One of the seven previous kings is going to replace, or the previous six kings prior to Trump's election will will once again return to the position of power in this nation. Donald Trump is still the president legally. Joe Biden is nothing more than an imposter. Joe Biden is not recognized, according to the Bible, as a president of this country. He is there illegally. He didn't win the election through the power of Pilgrim Society and the control of the media, the American people, and through the control of the votes and the voting machines. And even Donald Trump was winner, and they reversed it. So it was illegal, whether you feel that way or not. Now, I want to go back to Ukraine. The average life of these new soldiers coming onto the battlefield, into the battle, is 4 hours. I read the article last week to you. That's the average hour, that's the lifespan of these young men that don't know how to fight. They've never been in war. 4 hours. Russia is not depleting its military resources. The NATO nations are, the United States military, even some of the military personnel, high-ranking officials are saying that we can't continue to take what we have in our arsenals into this black hole. We can't do it. We don't have the capacity to manufacture what is being spent. Russia does. Every day Russia spends whatever Russia uses in battle. Within a week, it's ready to be shipped back, and that amount or whatever was expended or what was used is on a train or trucks back to the theater of war. This is a war. It's not a Cold War. Now, China, at the same time, Biden is going to meet with Xi Jinping, and the purpose of the meeting is to keep these two nations from another Cold War. Let's face it, we're in Cold War already with China. It is a Cold War already. Really, what Biden is the reason Biden is going, or the imposter is going there, is to create an all-out war to keep an American aircraft carrier from being sent to the bottom of the ocean, or a Chinese aircraft carrier. That incident with either carrier or any ship, it will be the fuse that will send the world into endless war. Well, at some point, all wars are going to end. So it's a mess. Simply, it's a mess. Now, Zelensky, he stated yesterday that he's not going to hold talks with Putin to end this conflict in Ukraine. And then the Russians responded by saying that Zelensky is being told what to do. He's not to hold talks. He's being told, you will not talk. You will not sit down with any Russians. And you're not going to sign anything that we don't tell you to sign. If you do anything, you do what we ask. This is why he is the man. He is America's man in Ukraine. But he won't do anything without being told what to do. Then, in the United States, this World War III, the Joint Chief of Staff, Joint Chief of Staff Mark Milley, he's a general, Mark Milley, 3 months ago, he said, the probability of a Ukrainian military victory, defined as kicking the Russians out of all of Ukraine, which would include what they claim is Crimea, is not high militarily. So he was saying, not going to be successful. But then last week, he comes back and he says that Russia is now a global pariah, and the world remains inspired by Ukrainian bravery and resilience when these men go onto the battlefield. I'm adding commentary. And within 4 hours, they're dead. He says, in short, Russia has lost. They've lost strategically, operationally, and tactically. So 3 months ago, it was over for Ukraine. Now, Russia's losing. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. MyKind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
It would be wonderful, that little old New Age song with those little New Age singers back in the 70s. It would be great if we could all get along. But you see, the Pilgrim Society, they won't get along with anybody. Their objective is New World Order, globalist, Luciferian, New World Order. So they're not going to get along. The war in Ukraine is an objective, a plan, a strategy of Pilgrim Society, New York, working with London. They, again, like I stated in the first part of the hour, they put in Klaus Schwab, Hitler, Churchill, Roosevelt, Kennedy. Well, they didn't put in John F. Kennedy, but they thought that they could control John F. Kennedy. But John F. Kennedy I believe he grew a conscience. He decided to go a different direction to keep America's young men out of war and other things. So it was a combination of different powers that working together, so no one could put the finger on any one of these groups, mafia, CIA, etc. They're very cunning. They're very brilliant. They're not stupid. But they are evil. Ukraine, what's happening presently, is being directed by these societies, and they are telling the European nations what to do. And the power behind Pilgrims is empire. Our military might, our technology, our economy, all of the secret biolabs internationally, underground facilities throughout the world, and what protects all of it is an agency called the CIA. The CIA is the Praetorian Guard of this country, the Praetorian Guard of the New World Order. It's not just a intelligence agency watching and protecting corporations internationally. That's part of it, but not all of it. It's a group of men it's a brotherhood. They have sworn allegiance. They protect one another. Once you're in, you have to swear oaths. Once you're in, you never get out. Oh, you get out in a body bag if you decide to leave. Also, black budget operations, a money-making, a system of income coming in that can't be traced, drugs, child trafficking, human trafficking, trafficking of adrenochrome, every kind of evil. And you can go on to, I'm not saying anything that I haven't researched. Don't use Google. Use a different search engine. And just begin to investigate. You'll be amazed at what you find. You'll be shocked. You won't sleep tonight. And you'll realize that with everything that the CIA is doing, overthrowing governments for the purposes of the Rockefellers, for the purpose of the Pilgrim Society in Europe, can you touch these people? No, you can't. It's a network. They're like a network of very evil guerrilla fighters that have money, influence, power. They're intelligent. They control universities, the medical world, the patents that people have. God gives people abilities to create things, to engineer, to take what's not existent, non-existent, bring it into this world. They hold the patents. They work. They work with presidents, prime ministers of other nations, leaders of other nations. They are good at starting wars, conflicts to keep everybody off balance. But their main enemy has been the American people as a whole, as a culture. But in that culture, they have an even more deadly enemy. The deadliest enemy to these people in the secret societies, something so deadly that they really can't sleep at night. And that one deadly, what they're focused on, they must destroy at all costs, are a group of Christian people in all seven churches that are totally given to the Lord Jesus, to Yeshua HaMashiach, however, to Jesus Christo in every culture. These people that know Jesus Christ, that know God, that are born again, that have the Holy Spirit, they know how to use their spiritual abilities. This is the great terror threat to Pilgrim Society. Not the Republican voters or the Democrat voters, no. It is Christian people who know their God. We'll be back to finish out this week. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
Hey travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
Okay, and don't forget Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. So, these people, and very soon, you will see more and more talk about Pilgrim Society. Why do I say that? Because Christ said in the Gospels that what is done in secret will be revealed and brought out into the open. Not much was known about the Freemasons, but God's word is good. Eventually, the world got to see who the Freemasons were. We know the strategies, the world knows the strategies, the Freemasons, Rosicrucians, Jesuits, with the skull and bones, the members, what they do. They try to hide what they do, but the Lord said, what's done in secret will be shouted, what's done in the closet will be shouted, what is spoken in the ear will be shouted from the rooftop, I think he said. So nothing is going to be hidden, especially in the time in which we live. And Jeremiah said that there would be men that God would raise up in America that would be like caterpillars or individuals, not just men, men and women, people who would raise a shout against this nation and the evil of these nation, of this nation, like caterpillars, numerous, an invasion, an army. And the purpose of this army of caterpillars or men and women or news outlets would be to expose every single evil that is being done in secret, has been done in secret in this country. Everything that happened with the abortion movement, what they were doing with these children, it's all out. But they deny it, the children of the devil, they won't stop. They're relentless. Eventually, they will, for a short period of time, get their way in the future, but it will come to an end. And in the occult world, they know it will come to an end, but they'll try to take as many human beings, they'll try to take as many people as they can to the grave, and they will do everything they can to make sure these people never meet Christ, never believe in God, never repent. This is the purpose of the occult, to keep people, the demons, want to keep people from repenting and admitting that they need a Savior. They need someone who can forgive their sins, someone who will give them eternal life. There were two men on a cross with Christ, both thieves. One man had a change in heart at the last second and asked Christ, "I want to be with you." Christ said, "I verily you'll be with me this day in paradise." The other person hanging on the cross that was a thief didn't repent. Well, one man went to paradise. Where did the other man go? This is what's happening today. God is asking people to repent of their evil, but the demons in people forbid people from repenting. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't repent. We'll lose you forever. We'll lose you for eternity. And Christ is saying, repent so you can have eternal life and be with me for eternity. Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 KHNC AM Radio. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts and streaming. Talk to you next week.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.